Okay, Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 12. We are starting Simen Gimel Hanhagos Beis HaKisei. As some people say that a lot of people start Shulchan Aruch, start Mishneh Berurah from Simen Aleph. Unfortunately, however, a lot of people, since it's difficult at the beginning, they don't even get out of the bathroom. So we are hopefully going to start today of going to the bathroom, and hopefully we'll get out of the bathroom when we get to Simen Daled shortly. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on Samach Amu Beis, Hanichnas LeBeis HaKizei, someone goes to the bathroom, Omer Ischavdu Mechubadim Kedoshim Misharte Elyon, Tnu Kavu Lelokei Yisrael, Harfu Mimeni Ad Shekanes Ve'aseh Ritzoni Vavoleichem. Basically, we're talking to the Malachim, as Rashi says. We're talking El Malachim Malav, Memalavin Otahu Omer. He's talking to the Malachim that are Malav, a person. He's saying, when he goes to the bathroom, basically he's saying, you unbelievably highly beings, please wait for me here until I go to the bathroom and come out. Please wait for me until I come out. However, says the Beis Yosef, that nowadays we are not noheg to say that. And that's what's going on over here in Siv Aleph. Kishi Kanes LeBeis HaKisei, when goes to the Beis Yosef, Yomer Yischadu Mechubadim, this is the Gemara he said, v'chulei. However, as the Beis Yosef said, he passes over here in Shulchan Aruch, V'achshav Lo Nagu Lomer, the minhag is not to say it anymore. Why is the minhag not to say it? As the Beis Yosef brought down in Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, V'achshav, we're not such big Yerei Shemayim that we actually have Malachim that are Malava us. That we have to ask them to wait for us until we come out. And therefore, it would be like Gaiva to say this pasuk, because you're basically saying I'm such a Yerei Shemayim that I have Malachim that are escorting me at all times. So therefore, our minhag is not to say it. The Arizal did hold that you are supposed to say it. It's brought down in Shari Tshuva, Sivkat and Aleph, V'chein Maram Parfresh, Shekatov Sharizal, Chidish La'omro Gam Achshav, U'bezeh Yinatzel Shol Yehar B'divrei Torah Beis HaKisei. It's a skula, not the Maharer in Divrei B'divrei Torah, when one is in the bathroom. However, definitely the minhag is not to say it like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's move on to Ziv Beis. Yetzanua B'Beis HaKisei. Once again, coming back to the Indian of Tznius, is at least the third time that we've talked about it already in the first three. See, over here, as the Bir Halacha brings down in Dir Masla Yitzanua, in the first words on page 13, he says it with smack, Mona Tznius, L'mitzah Daraisa. The smack counts Indian of Tznius, it's a mitzah Daraisa. And we see over here, this is not just an Indian for women, it's an Indian for all people. Once again, as Rebbe Berger pointed out, it's an Indian of dignity, acting with dignity. And therefore, there's dignity when one gets dressed in the morning, there's dignity when one walks around, and there's dignity over here when we see when we go into the bathroom. So therefore, it says, below, you should not reveal yourself until you're ready to sit down. You don't reveal yourself more than you have to. Below, yelchu shnei anashim biyachad, gam lo yidabir sham biyizgar adel ba'adu mishnim tznias. Also, two men do not go to the bathroom together. Also, you do not speak in the bathroom, and you close the door because of tznias. So over here, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol, number one, in terms of this inyan of tznias in a bathroom. Says Rav Nevinsol, and it's also pointed out by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the same idea. And Dira Masav lo yigala, hatam mishnum tznias. Okay, the time is because of tznias mifnei hashchina. O kidei shelo yira chaveru es peiro'o kibasiv ches. Or it's because that we don't want our friends to see us naked, like it's going to say in Siv Ches. And therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu, Beis Mukav Mechitzas Kivi Amenu. Nowadays, when we go to the bathroom in an enclosed stall, okay, most times, unless you're in a forest, you're in a tiyul, Me'ikar Din, Yachal Legal Satsa, Me'ikar Din, this din doesn't apply, you can be Megali yourself, Shari Lo Shayach Ba'atam, Shalo Yira. And he told me today also, obviously, it's also not Shayach Latam B'nei the Shechina there. The Shechina does not rest in the bathroom. Okay, and we see also that you don't have to worry that a person's going to walk out if you're in a locked cell. And therefore, Me'ikar D'dinah, he says over here, that you don't really have to mak. But Midas Chasidus, L'achmer B'chol Inyan. Therefore, this dinah turns into a Midas Chasidus. It's still the most appropriate way. As the Moshe Feinstein writes in the same Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, over there in a bathroom, even though Me'ikar D'dinah is not such a problem of tznias because the Shechina is not there, you don't have the problem of Lochar's Kvodo. However, nevertheless, to become rugged to the Indian of tznias, there's still an Indian to try and properly not to uncover yourself more than you need to. Just one more thing back to Siva, just pointing it out. The posting right that even on Erev Shabbos, by the Hischadu Mechubadim, even on Erev Shabbos, when we do have Malachim Escortus, it says, the Warren Shabbos says that Malachim Escortus home on Erev Shabbos, one good one, one bad one, if the table set, Mechule, Mechule. Over there they said, even then, as Rav Nevinzal told me today, we still do not say Hischadu Mechubadim. Okay, now, in terms of over here, what about this Indian of not talking in a bathroom? Okay? Well, let's start first. Okay, and says the Mishabron Sikon Gimel v'mifachet. It's because of you're scared. Yachol echad melaniach yadol roshu derech hachalom. You get one person going to stick his hand in through the bathroom window and put his hand on his head. B'vashal yirapay ru, as long as he's not going to see him naked. Likanesham lahedya aser afilu miishto achim katan shembo das motelikanas. But for a child, you can go inside with a child to help him out, obviously to wipe and v'chule, and that would be permissible for a parent to go in with a child, or for that matter, any person to go in with a child to help him out. Now, in terms of speaking in the bathroom, Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Dalad lo yidaber, v'imu litzorach gadol, asher demutu ledaber kol zman shein nifna adayin. For litzorach gadol, what's a tzorach gadol? There's no toilet paper in the bathroom. Okay, there's no toilet paper in the bathroom. You need to get toilet paper. Okay, it's covered up bris. So when you are not actually in the process of actually making, you're not going to the bathroom at that moment. You're just sitting there. You're done, or before it starts, whatever it is. At that point, you could still call out for some toilet paper, and someone could bring you. But when you're actually going to the bathroom, afletzarach gadol aser, when you're actually making, then at that point, one should not even do it, letzarach gadol. As Moreno Rabbeinu once again points out, in Dibur Masa Demotor, midas chasidus lahachem b'chol inyan. Midas chasidus with even machem, even letzarach gadol, not to talk. And then you signal with making noise sounds or something like that. But once again, the ikur, the din, if you're not going to the bathroom, you are allowed to litzar gadol speak at that point. Aval be'isha ein iser lo miadin v'lo midas chasidus. For a woman, there is no iser. Gam ikur the din, and even midas chasidus, no problem for a woman to talk in the bathroom. The Gemara points this out already, because women would talk in the bathroom, they're afraid. Okay, they didn't necessarily have the separate stalls, separate bathrooms, one for women, one for men, okay? So they're afraid men would walk in on women when they're going to the bathroom, and that would cause sneeze issues, and therefore, there was no problem, they said, of women talking in order to call out that they should realize that someone's in the bathroom, that the men would not walk in on the women, and therefore, there's no problem, even mitzad midas chasidus, for a woman to talk in the bathroom. Even for men. So it points out in Piskei Tshuva, an important one, when you get older and you have kids, a lot of times what's going to happen is you have the bathroom and the shower or the bathtub in the same room. So what does that mean? You go in, you can't talk in the bathroom. It sounds like, oh, you can't talk. So the Piskei Tshuva points out in Os Gimel that if you're going to the bathroom, not for the sake of actually going to the bathroom, behind you're going to wash your kid's hair or other things that you might go to the bathroom, go and get a tissue even. So then in those cases, no problem actually talking in the bathroom at all. There would not be a problem even mitzad midas chatzidas over there. Okay, we pointed out before, as the Baralach Boyad, this dinim of tznias is a din daraisa, it's an acting of dignity. Okay, the pasuk that we learn it from is vayamachanecha kadosh, even out in the army where it's a disgusting place, a lot of bad things go on over there. Now you still have an inyan tznias, it talks about how to go to the bathroom there in the psukim in the Torah, and therefore one has to act in tznias, once again, not driving attention to them, b'chulei, things that we talked about in other times. Now, Gimel, im rotze l'mashmesh b'piyat tabas. Okay, now, you have to know, this is based on, this is a type of refuah they used to have in order for people who are having trouble going to the bathroom. It's mentioned in Dinei Refuah and Simon Shin Yud Beis, and Hilchos Shabbos Siv Zayin over there. Shin Yud Siv Zayin talks about the same, in it they used to do some type of thing of opening up your bowels. They used to take a rock and basically stick it beneath you in order to open up the hole in order to get going your bowels. So it says over here, in Rotsi Lamashri Mepia Tabas Mitzror, if you want to take a tzror, which is a rock, and open up your pita bas, obekesem, or use a toothpick, liftoch nekavov, in order to open up your other ways of going to the bathroom, yemashmesh kodem shiyeshev, you should yemashish before you sit down, velo yemashish achar shiyeshev. You should not do it after you sit down, mitnei shekasha l'kshafim, because it causes witchcraft. Okay, kshafim is witchcraft, so obviously things I can't explain to you, al pi pshat, okay, there's obviously, didn't al pi Nister. Okay, it's kasha l'kshafim, and therefore you should only do it afterwards. We'll see in Sif Yud Aleph that the Ramah is going to point out that nowadays we're not so choshish for kshafim, and therefore the dinim over there, and also this din, we do not have to be so choshish for. Hopefully, you don't have to be choshish for because you're not going to have to do any of this. Doubt. Lo yigale atzmo ki'im melachorov tefach u'milfanav tfachayim. Okay? It one, when he goes back, now he's defined for us the objective tznius when one goes to the bathroom. Once again, we saw before already that really nicker did if you're in a closed cell, this doesn't necessarily apply because there's no problem of shechina, there's no problem of people are going to walk in. But nevertheless, mitzad minis chasidus, there's still an inyan to try to make us to infuse in ourselves the inyan of tznius. And therefore, what is this inyan? And for sure, if you're going to the bathroom outside, for sure you have to make her to din. Have to makban on it. You can't open yourself up. Behind you, you could let your pants down a tefach. And in front of you, you could do two tefachim. The ishan, a woman, who obviously in front of her does not need space, behind her she could open up a tefach, and in front of her she is not allowed to open it all. Once again, this inyan of snias. What?
When is this
happening? When is it? When you're going to the bathroom, you're pulling down your pants, so for a man, in front of him, he gets to a chayim, and milacharov, he gets a tefach, and a woman gets a tefach behind her, and nothing in front of her. Now, okay, nowadays, where you have zippers and things like this, so the posing right, you're only supposed to megala what you actually really need to megala. Okay, and therefore, if you could do less, you should do less. Okay, the point is, obviously, not to the point where chazom you'll end up going on yourself, but you have to open up to the point where you need the least part open as much as possible. Fine. Hey. So, a little bit of an introduction. So, the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that there is the Shechina is in the Mara. And sorry, one more thing before we get to Sif Dalet, just as Marina Rabbeinu of Nevensel points out in Sif Ches later on, and Rav Moshe Feinstein tells the same thing, is that if one is everything's equal, it's better to go to the bathroom in a closed bathroom and not to go to urinal, which is open. It says over there in Dira Masal Besad is a base kisei sibori, other lishtamish betei sagor. It's better to go in an enclosed cell where to go to the bathroom, it's more than it's nias. But as even Rav Nevensel, like if the others, the stalls are being used, you don't have to go out and wait. You're allowed to go to the bathroom. You know, there's no problem making her to dinner. But if all is equal, then you should go to the bathroom in a closed cell. Now, and so we have to see fate. So the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that the Shechina is in the Maariv, as opposed to maybe you would have thought, okay, up, down, all left, right, and all around. Okay, the Shechina is in the Maariv, says the Gemara in Bava Basra. The question is, what's pshat? The Shechina is in the Maariv. Okay? So Rashi explains over there, Rashi seems to hold that there's no really din of Shechina b'Ma'arav. It happens to be in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael was on the Ma'arav, so it meant the direction of Eretz Yisrael, and that makes sense. That's why you face Eretz Yisrael, because that's both the very Amak of Mikdash, and that's where the Shechina would be resting. However, other Rishonim, including the Rambam, seem to hold that Shechina b'Ma'arav means the Shechina is in the Ma'arav. The Rambam seems to say it's because if you look at the Beis HaMikdash, where is the most Makom Kadosh? Is in the Marav. The Marav is the Kodesh Kadoshim. Where? And the most Marav point is the base of Migdash. And that's why we see Shechina b'Marav. Rav Nevensel today told me a couple of other examples. He said, Rizar, he says, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu talked to Adam Arishon, we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu is on in the Marav. And we see in Har Sinai, it says, B'nai Yisrael are on one side. And the Shechina was in the Marav at Har Sinai when the Shechina was talking to B'nai Yisrael. So there's a couple of examples. We see Dafka the Shechina, there's a Metzias of Shechina in the Maariv. And therefore, the halacha states over here in Sif Hei, and it seems like it goes with the Rambam, even though the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramaz Perush on the Beis Yosef and the Tor, found in the Sefer of the Tor, the Darkei Moshe seems to go like Shitas Rashi over there, that there's no specific din in Maariv. However, over here, the Ramaz does not bring it down. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Shita of the Rambam. Im nifta b'makom megula. If you're going to the bathroom in an open area, she'ein bo mechitzas. There have no mechitzas. Over here we see Beferish. We're talking about you're going to the bathroom in an open area. You're in a forest, okay? You're out on a teal, and you have to go to the bathroom. Yechavein shiuponov ludarom ve'achar v'tzofen. You dafke have to face north-south or south-north in order to go to the bathroom. Aval bein mizrach l'marav also. You're not supposed to face east and you're not supposed to face west. Why is this? The reason is because the Shekhinah is found in the marav, and therefore you don't want to be facing the Shekhinah when you're going to the bathroom outside, and you don't want to have your behind to the Shekhinah when you're going to the bathroom outside. And therefore, the poskim, that's what the sock over here, if you're going to the bathroom outside, you're supposed to get your compass out and face north-south and not to face east-west when you're doing this. So what to point out over here, the Ramah adds in over here, lulahatil mayim, to go number one. Okay, to urinate, be called Indian shari, that all Indian is mutter. We're only talking about saying the hakpat over here, going to the bathroom outside, facing north-south, not east-west, or west-east, is that it's only by going number two. But going to the bathroom, just going number one is going to be mutter, be called Indian. Okay? And that's what we're talking about. Halacha, Gedolim is number two, and Ketanim is number one. So if I mention Gedolim and Ketanim, that's what we're referring to. Okay, so Gedolim is outside, is going to be Aser, east-west. But Glahatil Mayim, to go, Ketanim is going to be Mutter. Fine. Now. The Gra Paskins L'chumrah. Brought down in Bir Alacha, Dir Masal, Lahatil Mayim, the Gra is Machmer, even by Ketanim, the Dasa Gra, the Tzad Marav, Osir Gambaze, Mivnesha, Ashkina, Marav, Poriatso, Mesa, Talos, Me Raglaim, and therefore the Gra is Osir, even by Me Raglaim. One can be Samach on the Roma, but know that there is a Tzad, to be Machmer, like the Gra, that when it's gone, is going to the bathroom, outside, even Ketanim, not to at least face the Marav, not to do it on the west. We'll see later on. That here in the old city might be even more machmer when we get later on in this simon. Okay. One more thing, and we'll do sivav over here. The Berkowitz pointed out that also the Rambam is in machmer even with advice without mechitzas. Okay, even if there was no mechitzas, even if there were mechitzas, he was machmer not to go gedolim facing east and west. But we see over here, we paskin not like that. But if you should know, if you're Tzrat Hashem one day building your house and you want to be machmer for the Rambam, you should put your toilet facing north-south and not east-west, and to be machmer for the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, Sivav. V'chein osir lishon be'mizrach l'marav mishto imo. The psak of the mechaber over here is also, when you are sleeping at night, you are supposed to be faced, it's osir to face mizrach marav. Okay, it's also to face east or west. Okay, when you are sleeping, your bed should not be facing east-west, your bed should be facing north-south. He mentioned over here, it sounds like it's only when ishto imo, when you're sleeping with your wife. V'nachol nizayir afilu k'shein ishto imo, but mitzad, nachol nizayir, it's better to be zayir, even if you are not sleeping with your wife, even if you're just sleeping by yourself, than to be makbid that it should be facing east-west. It should be facing north-south, not east-west. You should know, though, however, that's al pi nigla, that it's supposed to be facing north-south, not east-west. Our pi kabbalah, which is brought down in Sif Katan Yud Alef in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "Ubitshuvas menachem azariah pasach, kemoshe kato azar beparshas medmidbar, shei rosh margalaseh shalamita zeh lemizrach vezeh lemarav." He says, dafka the opposite. It's supposed to be dafka lemizrach lemarav, v'iskim sham shei rosh lemarav, dafka your head should be facing the west. Which is the Malbim Theresh at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. V'shem kama achronim. How do we pass in halacha l'maisa? We have the Mechaber telling you one way. You have al pi kabbalah telling you to do the other way. So we're not going to be able to get in both shitas. What are we going to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom tov yoter lechatchila linog haShulchan Aruch. He passes that migol maker din like the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, it's better to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. But notice the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah here. He says tov yoter, and therefore the poskim Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach finds this out. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal told me this also. Is if it's an eitzat sorach. There's a tzorach, let's say you have an apartment, your apartment's not so big, and the bedroom, the way the beds go, to face it north-south would not be so convenient. In that case, you could face your bed east-west, and it could be somach on the Kabbalah, Pia Menachem Azari over here, the Rami Pano, that holds that you could face in that direction would be not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan goes as far as to say is, since the machlokas between Nigla and Nisar, you could choose whatever you want, basically, and you have what to be somach on. But the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah over here is, if all things are stay the same, the best is to have your beds facing north-south and not east-west, but leitzat tzorach. Okay, your wife one day will want the beds the opposite way for whatever reason. that you would want, then you could be samech on the shitas over here that would be allowed to have your beds facing facing north, facing even east-west. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Yud Beis, Afilu Kishen Ein Vartzus Chaim Dev Zeh Ein Lahakar Rak B'Shochev Arum. The Vartzus Chaim points out that he thinks this whole din only applies when you're sleeping naked. If you're sleeping clothed and you're wearing your pajamas, then he holds that it's not even a problem if you are sleeping by yourself. The whole Indian would not apply. There are people who say Al Pi Kabbalah also that there is an Indian not to have your head facing the door. Okay, that also some people are makpid on. Also, whether you rechayim to do it, I'm not sure that Al Pi Din Maker then you have to be bizarre on it. But if all is equal, once again, if you have your head not facing the door, that would be the better thing. Adkan for today.